أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And to all the believers all across the world, as well as all of you, your families and your friends, upon the martyrdom anniversary that we continue to commemorate in the months of Muharram and Safar of the Master of Martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear friends, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qum. Again, we are gathered here once again in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are going through a modern day genocide as the world continues to watch in a horrific and shocking state. And of course, we are gathered in solidarity with all of the defenders of Palestine on a global level, and of course, especially those who have shed their pure blood for the liberation of Palestine. And so along those lines, our condolences on the assassination, martyrdom of Shahid Ismail Haniyeh. It is now an unfortunate 300 days in this ongoing genocide of the Palestinian people. A genocide which is killing men, women, and children. And it does not discriminate between the old and the young, the healthy or the sick. 39,480 human beings have been murdered in cold blood. The overwhelming majority of these 39,000 human beings are women and children. 91,128 have been injured, with hospitals that are completely broken down, and these injured people have practically nowhere to go. Approximately 16,000 children have been murdered. 16,000 future generations of human beings that have been eradicated. 15,000 children have been left orphaned, crying and mourning over the dead bodies of either their mother or their father or both, left with no one to care for them. Thousands of people are still buried under the rubble. We truly condemn and we say shame and humiliation on the international organizations of the world that despite 300 days of such death and murder and destruction and genocide have done absolutely nothing to prevent the Zionist regime and their supporters from continuing to eradicate the Palestinian people from the face of the earth. It only continues to prove, as Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said in one of his speeches, that the international order is completely broken. And the way that things are going, there is no way to salvage this broken order. The only way to fix it is for a new world order to come about. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fajr.
As we continue with Ziyarat Ashura, please remember in your du'as all of these brothers and sisters in Palestine, as well as all across the world, especially in Bara Chinar, where approximately 44 Shia Muslims were massacred and were killed, and apparently over 166 have been injured in a terrorist attacks. But all across the world, whether it is Lebanon or Syria, Iraq, Yemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Philippines, Nigeria, Niger, from all across the world, wherever our brothers and sisters are, may Allah protect them, help them. Please remember our brothers, Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Himani, as well as their family members. May Allah give them the strength and the courage to be able to succeed in the trials and tribulations that they are facing. Please remember all of these global protesters who are standing up in solidarity with the Palestinian people and the Palestinian nation. They too are making sacrifices at a time when sacrifice is needed the most. Before we continue, there's a request for Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to, of course, Imam Ruhullah Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amoli, Ayatollah Shahabadi, all of our ulama, those ulama who also happen to be a part of the Shuhada, Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari and Shaheed Beheshti, Shaheed Bahunar, Shaheed Bakr al-Namr, Shaheed Bakr al-Sadr, Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, and all of the ulama that are Shuhada, also all of the Shuhada in general, especially Shaheed Hash Qasim Suleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and the recent Shaheed Ismail Haniyeh, all of our marhumin and marhumat and those of the believers all across the world, and tonight's sponsors with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We had said in our introduction earlier on that, of course, we are here gathered together again commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions, which continues through the months of Muharram and Safar. But we are also gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are facing a genocide, an all-out eradication of a nation and of a people in the modern era. We had also said how we are gathered here in solidarity with all of the global defenders of the Palestinian movement for liberation. We have seen that global protests continue in solidarity with the Palestinian nation as well as against the Zionist regime and their supporters. Again, this is something which we are seeing on a global scale. Including even in the Olympics, we find that in the Olympics in Paris, there are protesters for the Palestinian movement that have come out and are protesting there. Of course, one of the hashtags is Ban Israel, which alludes to banning Israel from the Olympics. How is it possible that the Olympic Committee can allow the Zionist entity, which is committing a present-day genocide against a nation, to be a part of these Olympic Games? It is completely audacious, to the point where one of the Palestinian protesters, he went up and he pulled down the Israeli flag which was flying in the Olympics. It is just a sign that these protests for the Palestinian people are growing in number all across the world. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We always encourage our youth to volunteer. And even if you're not so youthful, we still encourage everybody to volunteer. You can participate in all of our programs, inshallah, in whatever facet that you would like to volunteer. Please contact one of our volunteers, and inshallah, we would love to have you participate in our programs, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Even though this piece of news is perhaps a little bit over a week old now, but last week we had certain inserts that we had to get through. So this week I wanted to bring this one insert up. It's been at least well over a week now that it has been reported that the polio virus has been found to be in the sewage water of the Gaza Strip. So I'm no medical expert, but first and foremost, what's incredibly suspicious is how does the polio virus get into the sewage system of Gaza? It's not like some kind of naturally occurring virus which just shows up in the sewage water. The even scarier thing is that if the water is in, if the polio virus is in the sewage water, then it is most probably also in the drinkable water. And this is a catastrophe that can very soon come forth. Different international organizations have raised the alarm that a polio epidemic in the Gaza Strip is a very real reality in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect these Palestinian people. It is truly something that is incredibly alarming and incredibly shocking. Shahid Ismail Haniyeh, of course, he was born and raised in the Gaza Strip. He always remained loyal from the beginning to the end to the Palestinian people and to the Palestinian cause. Of course, from the beginning of his life till the end of his life, he fought for the liberation of his nation and for the liberation of the Palestinian people. And of course, it is befitting that his funeral ceremony was held in the heart of the resistance, the Islamic Republic of Iran. With that, next week we're going to have an interactive session with multiple speakers, and we are going to be speaking about this whole assassination martyrdom of Shahid Ismail Haniyeh. Please make sure to attend that. Again, the program starts at 8:30 p.m. And please invite friends. It's going to be, inshallah, a very interesting, interactive session.